thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Adam, talk me through this afternoon. How nerve-wracking was that for you?
It got very nerve-wracking very quickly, I think. Obviously, with Burnham and Keaton, the way they played, the atmosphere was pretty relaxed. Never really thought I would end up having to get my pads on. And then, to be fair to Lancashire, they came back really strongly. And then it happened really quickly, like I said, you know, he got five quick wickets, and then from then on I was a nervous wreck, to be honest. But yeah, amazing to get over the line, and, you know, it's a great feeling.
When you walked out, you were walking out into the middle of a melee, really, weren't you? Five wickets had fallen for 25 runs in 11 overs, and Tom Smith was suddenly on fire. Your heart must have been pounding against your ribcage, was it?
It was, yeah, but then obviously you get into the crease, and then you just kind of keep it as normal as you can, and obviously I've got Stokes at the other end, who's obviously test match player and one of the world's best all-rounders, and I just looked at him and he kind of calmed me down. He just said, you know, get to tea. I think there was 10 minutes or so, and I just played the ball, and, you know, it was nice to just get relaxed into going into tea.
Yeah, you got a boundary early on, didn't you? And then I think tea came at a really good time for Durham, just an opportunity to take stock for 20 minutes, get off the pitch, because Lancashire, I think, thought they'd probably had the game won at that point.
Yeah, we were saying, obviously, when we came off for tea, it was nice to kind of break their rhythm, especially Tom Smith. So he just pounded away at that length for a good, you know, 10 over spell, and it was nice to kind of get him off the pitch and regather our thoughts, and then obviously what happened after tea was brilliant for us.
Ben Stokes hit a couple of big sixes. You put one onto the clubhouse roof as well. While this was all going on, a frantic Daz Hickey was tweeting us, saying he couldn't cope with work, and he was tense. Your friends were tweeting pictures sitting in the back garden. There was about eight of them listening. Everybody was tuned in, and eventually you ended up on the winning side.
Yeah, the support for me this week's been amazing, really. Every day I've had tweets, I've had phone calls from family, friends, loads of messages, and I kind of knew, obviously, sitting there, you're allowed your phone, and people are saying next in. I'm checking my phone and not really sure what to do myself, and you know, just thanks to everyone really who's messaged, and obviously brilliant that my mates, like you say, are watching in and tweeting in. Really good day for me and them too, hopefully.
For those who don't know you, I mean, you've been busy. I've been looking at your scorecards today. You've had a lot of cricket in the last few weeks, but you originate from the Darlington area, don't you? And you've played a lot of cricket for the second team as well for Durham.
Yes, I've been all over, really. Started at Darlington and Darlington RA. Played a bit for Newton Aycliffe. Even followed my dad all the way to Keswick for a season. And then now my home club's Washington. I live really close to their ground. So yeah, just been all over and then playing a lot of cricket, and then all of a sudden I'm in the squad, and you know, just really good to contribute and get the lads over the line.
Things that dreams are made of, and you'll have a nice night tonight then?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, back to hard work next couple of days, see what cricket is next week, and just hopefully stay on the side for as long as I can.
Well done.
Thank you. Thanks.